Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
As always, shout out to the old number fives for the jingle. Brock and Watson, yeah, we appreciate it. We're now joined
Watson,
by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Dropped last night's game. Some good things and some bad things came out of the pregame report. Good news is Bobby Witt Jr. is back in the lineup. Bad news is Michael Wach is out with a head injury. I guess your reaction to both of those, Bobby being back and what his injury looked like, and then we'll switch over to Michael Wacha.
Yeah, well, Bobby, yeah, clearly we want to get him back in there, which was good. He made good progress quickly. It was a muscle spasm in his back. So, as we know, as you get older, sometimes those mm-hmm. things happen. And once they release, he's a well-conditioned athlete. So he was able to get back out there. And Monday when we got here, he felt a lot better. So we were encouraged by that and hopeful that he was going to be in there yesterday. And he was. So we'll see today if he feels good, which we have no reason to think he won't. So that was great. Obviously, we want him in there every chance we get. With Wacha, I'm not really able to say much more about it other than, it was away from the field and, ended up with a concussion. So he's going to get some more testing back in Kansas City and a minimum of 7 days when you put somebody on the concussion IL. And we'll go from there.
Is it more serious than 7 days, or is this precautionary?
Well, we had to put him on because he was not going to be able to pitch.
Yeah.
Today was his day. So, we don't know until he gets with the doctors, but we're hopeful that it is 7 days.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. You're probably not going to want to answer this, but I don't really care because you have to. who are you giving the credit to? All five of your starters have been on the DL this year, and you guys are in this thing, man. Is it you that gets all the credit? Is it JJ? Is it your coaches? Like, give me an answer, because I got to give somebody credit. All five starters have been on the DL.
Well, and I mean, I think about it this way too, Bob. We got, you know, when we start the season, we talk about needing depth, and we try to create depth. And so that's one of those things that when you look at the guys that we had planned on for depth, you know, you have the Marshes and Kyle Wright and Zoback and guys like that, and they've all gotten hurt. So our depth has really been challenged. So some of the acquisitions like Kolick and Bergert and, you know, the guys that have stepped up, and Noah Cameron, you know, well, the year, and, you know, those kinds of guys, that's a credit to the depth, the organization, Jimmy Cuthbert and scout and pro scouting, and, you know, the player development staff for getting guys ready, and, you know, those acquisitions, a lot of people across the organization put a lot of time into that to make sure that there isn't a big drop off when those injuries do happen.
When you watch this team at the lineup, goes out there every night. I know some nights are struggling. That guy pitched his ass off last night for Cleveland. There's no doubt about it. So did Noah Cameron. But when you watch Noah Cameron do that, like, as a manager, how do you talk to a guy being like, you know, I know you don't get the win. I know the team doesn't get the win, but damn it, you pitched your ass off.
Well, he's well aware of that. I mean, that was a huge outing for us. You know, you go 7 and give up 2, that you're going to take that every day of the week. But not only that, knowing going into the game, everyone was aware of what was coming today without Waka being available. And needing innings from a starter and getting really quality innings, that's the kind of thing that the team really sees and appreciates. And, you know, no pitcher goes out there on any night thinking, well, I hope I only go 5. You know, like, they all want to go deep into the game, and Noah's no exception. I mean, he wants the ball every day. He would go back out there today if we let him. But so that he understands what he did and what, you know, the quality of the game he pitched against a good team.
But I was going to say, we've seen Cags and Carter get called up here in this lineup. Obviously, two good friends. We know the story. Joel Goldberg does such a good job of reporting that. We've seen Caglione be more patient at the plate, but also in the last couple of games, we've seen the offense kind of dissipate to putting up runs. Is there anything going on differently? Is there like an approach that's not working, or is it just you've ran into some tough pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I think more of the latter. You know, this is hitting is a thing that you see come and go. I mean, it's not the most consistent thing. We've talked about this in various situations. You know, there's always a big point on scoring position or two strike hitting or just general hitting. These two guys the last couple nights, they've pitched well. I mean, and sometimes that's the case. I mean, as did Noah. You know, and sometimes pitching is ahead of hitting on certain nights. The first night was totally different than last night. We squared a bunch of balls up that first night and didn't have anything to show for it. Last night, we didn't hit as many balls hard. And, you know, last night was one of the games where a starting pitcher got ahead more than anybody I think I've seen all year. I mean, I know at one point it was 12 out of 14 first pitch strikes. And then, you know, so if you swing and you don't square it up, you're out on the first pitch. If you take, you're down 0-1, and then he's got the upper hand. He just kept pounding the strike zone. So it's some of that was just tipping your cap to him last night, and we got to move on.
All right, we got about 2.5 weeks to the end of the regular season. Like, I know you guys go in thinking, all right, we got to win every night and whatnot, but with 2.5 weeks to go, the margin of error isn't big, you know, anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you approach things differently as a manager? Is your message different? I know you don't have to tell the guys where they are and all that kind of stuff, but from your seat with 2.5 weeks to go, the push is on. What do you do differently? What changes now?
I think the only real thing that you can try to use your bullpen a little bit differently, you know, use some guys that, you know, like, you know, use a Schreiber and Ersig or the high leverage guys when you're down a little bit more to keep you in a game or chase a win, so to speak. Or, you know, try to be a little bit quicker with your decisions in bullpen usage, I think is really the main thing, because, you know, the team that you have is the team you have as far as how you're going to score runs. If we come out pounding homers on one night, that's great. But if that's not happening, it's not like you can, if guys aren't on base, it's not like you can force someone to get on base, right? That has to happen naturally. But from a bullpen standpoint, that would probably be the biggest difference.
Will Matt go narrow that gap? Obviously, a lot of games left in the season. Still got a fighting chance for that playoff spot. So we'll be back watching tonight against Cleveland and go take care of business.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Look both ways before crossing that street.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
I hear the sirens in the background. Look out, Matt.
What do you think will be the word that we – you think roller coaster? That's going to be the word that we describe this season? I know you said it before, but, like, obviously that was, like, 4 months ago on an Instagram video. But by the time the season's over, whether it's playoffs or not, is roller coaster the definition of the season?
I think if you're looking for one word, yeah, I think it is. But also, this is a baseball season. Like, we're not used to this, right? Because we're used to either being really, really good and, mm-hmm. and knowing we're going to get in the playoffs or being completely eliminated by tax day.
Right. Cody and that's what's funny is Cody and I are, you know, he was leaving the bathroom. I was walking in. He was
did
like,
he wash his hands.
He did, for okay, sure. Good. You could okay, hear good. It in the hallway.
Perfect.
Three towel guy too. So
yeah, I'm a three towel guy. Yeah. Two of the pull towels, one of the automatic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got to make sure it's still working.
That's the ratio.
So we were heading out and I was like, well, it's tough, isn't it? Four games out. He goes, yeah, but still, like, we had JJ on yesterday, which I listened to that interview. It was good. And they asked JJ, like, what would you thought the Royals record would have been if you'd have known all these pitchers would have missed? He goes, we lost 100 games.
That's right. Yeah.
And I told Cody, I was like, the thing that I try to think about from a positive perspective from the Chiefs, and I know there's people out there, and we can dive into this later on in the week, but, like, the thing that I always, like, try to remember most is that if, in fact, you are part of the camp, because I know there's a lot of you out there, and I'm not blaming you for this, that think it's over. Last night was the dagger. That was it. I can't do this.
Even my wife said to me last night, she goes, I think they may be done. I'm like, really? Are you calling it?
And I won't say that yet because there is still time.
No, until they're not done until they're done.
Until that magic number says zero that you have a chance, then they're done.
That's right.
And I told Cody, I was like, September 9th. I was like, the entire first week of the NFL season played, and they're still technically in the hunt. And I take that, and I know people say, oh, my gosh, you know, blah, 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 you're a homer. No, I'm a realist. Like, I was a kid watching this team was 100 games all the time, watching, being like, oh, they're in training camp, time to root for the Chiefs. And we got to September 9th. If you think that last night was the straw that broke the camel's back, still, you got to September 9th.
Yeah, and really, I mean, like, you got to take a step back and go, we're game above 500. Every pitcher that we started the season with has been on the disabled list. That's a credit to this organization, man. Like, that is a big-time win for this organization because they've got depth now on their staff, in their rotation, and that's great for them. It's also so good when you have the opportunity now this offseason to present to other teams pitching to get a bat in return. So that's a big plus for this season is that we're seeing a lot of these pitchers that have filled in become very good pitchers right before our eyes. Gives you the opportunity now to use some of that collateral to get better at a position outfield that you haven't been good at all season long. This is a great thing for the Royals to see all these pitchers step it up and pitch the way that they have because now it frees you up to do so many different things this offseason. But still, the credit ultimately, and I know Q wasn't going to say it, goes to him. That's what a manager's in charge of. The ups and downs, the human nature side of things, keeping people even keel. How easy would it have been if you were a player on that team to see all the injuries to just say, screw it and give up? That guy, Matt Quatrera, that we talk to every week, and I'm not just saying this because he's on our show every week, that's the guy who gets the credit for holding these guys stable and not letting people get down and lose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lose their minds with all the injuries and the bad hitting that took place for most of the season. That dude kept the stable ship, man. Like, if you're talking about manager of the year, hey, you lost all five of your starters at one point to the DL, and you're still in this thing. Mac Quatrero's done a hell of a job this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.